Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Now this feels like Houston.
Put me in, coach.
You ready to play?
Yeah, not ready. Not yet.
Not center field either.
No.
Yeah, not yet.
Center field will be a problem.
I don't think Hugh has range.
It was when I was out there in the field, right, T.O. was at bat. And, you know, like, T.O.'s a freak of nature, man. Like, to be able to do some of the things that he does at his age, I mean, he's out there running with those kids, right? And he takes his game serious because he just played pickleball before he came to play baseball. And I was like, man, if this cat see me in the center field, he going to try to hit the ball to me because he know I ain't got no range to try to go get it. And it was one play where I think he hit it to Brandon Graham. And Brandon almost caught it, but he dropped it. So, yeah, I was just happy that the ball wasn't
hit. So how long were you in the field for?
Oh, for about one inning. Then I said, you know what?
I'm good. My feet, Joe.
Like, people don't understand. When you're young and you wear cleats, you got to break them in, right? I didn't break my cleats in. I completely forgot about that aspect of the game, any game. Mm-hmm. So I had my old-ass feet in these little-ass shoes. And my dog started barking. Like, they were barking, and it was all bad. It was just a bad day. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I should have just
– Did anyone else struggle, or were you the only one?
No, I was the only one to struggle. Okay. I was the only one on the struggle bus because mostly everybody else had their cleats that they actually played in that were actually broken in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or tennis shoes because they're athletes. They're comfortable in their skin. And, you know, I'm the only one that went out and bought some gloves and some shoes trying to, you know – blend in with the kids.
You right? spent so, the most to play and looked the worst.
I looked the part though. Somebody said at least you had some nice shoes on.
What happened to look good, feel good? What happened to that?
I looked good and was like, oh, my feet hurt. Mm. It was bad.
Look good, feel good, embarrass yourself.
Yeah,
that's the WIP Midday Show. There it is, right there. All right,
let's
grab a phone call and then we got to hit. You know, there's been a pivot point in this Philly season, obviously, but there may have been a different turning point that has nothing to do with Don Mattingly. Jordan, let's get him back up in Princeton. His phone wasn't working. We got him now. What's up, Jordan?
Well, thank you, Kyle. I'm the biggest pain in the neck caller that you guys are going to have today, and he's very nice about
That's okay.
it.
Aaron, I was saying,
yeah, man, that guy is obnoxious. It's nice that you even put him on the air and give him airtime, but my God, who called him a dope? He sounds like a dope to me. No offense, Aaron. San Diego's a great city. We got to pitch this to Netflix. This is a miniseries. This is Hugh Douglas, Road to the MLB. get you starting up, you know, following the training, get you outfitted and everything, get you tryouts. I mean, this is what streaming services live for, is a story arc like this. I think Odyssey can really diversify its revenue stream by getting into TV
with revenue.
You and the Hugh Douglas road to the MLB.
Yeah, we like revenue.
This is a really good idea. And much like, Jordan, I'm sure you've seen something like the Eagles last year in Hard Knocks, right? They'll splice audio in from the show. So, like, they'll have me saying that Hugh can't do this and then him working his butt off to prove me wrong. And I'm the bad guy in the show, and I'm the heel that doesn't believe in my co-host. I think you're onto something here,
yeah,
Jordan.
That might be a plan. We need to workshop this a little bit, though.
I can't wait for the talking head Joe Giglio interview. He's like, oh, this is shameful. He's not going to do this. And then as the season goes on, you know, Hugh, he finds his mechanics. He gets his stance out. You're an athlete, right? You're a freaking athlete, man. He's going to figure this out. And then Joe's going to eat crow, just like we all got to apologize to Joel Embiid.
We might
even have to apologize for Paul George. Oh, my goodness. So many opportunities here.
Yeah, say y'all.
It's
sorry.
A great idea, and there's no chance I'll have to apologize because there's no chance this guy's making the big leagues at 55 years old. Zero.
You know what? The All-Star game coming. I need some baseball players to help me out. I'm gonna make some phone calls.
Well, there's gonna be a lot of good ones in town.
I'm gonna make some phone calls.
Okay, Jordan, what are you feeling on the Sixers?
Well, I'm feeling like we have to give them a pass. We've gotten blown out in the game one pretty recently. Recency bias is a thing. So I think they can get past it. I had to tell a quick story. You know, there's a lot of playoff sports right now. And as a father of two, it's been a pain in the neck to try and see everything. You know, I got responsibilities and kids sports and all this stuff. And on Saturday, when we find out that we have back-to-back critical playoff games for our winter teams, my wife informs me that I've got to be at a bar mitzvah. And my options were, you know, homicide, divorce, or coming up with an excuse. And I'm stewing about this. And then I find out that it's during the day. And so I get home at 6 p.m. and I get to put both games on. But the father of the bar mitzvah boy happens to be a Philly sports fan. And he's excited, too. He doesn't want to miss this stuff. You know, kids, this, whatever. It's all about the Sixers. The last song of the night, they're playing the Don't Stop Believing. And he's jumping up and down celebrating. Tears his Achilles.
Oh,
the last song of the party. Misses the Sixers game. Ira, I'm so sorry. He's a great guy. Ira, I couldn't feel any worse about that. I watched the Sixers in your honor. They won for you, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is a wild story. You know, I'm sure you and Ira and everyone, there's a lot. With a lot going on, and this is a busy time of the year trying to squeeze it all in. So we all got to make choices or give up sleep or, you know, jump up and down and tear our Achilles at a bat mitzvah. I mean, it happens. I mean, Jordan.
That's probably the worst way to do it, too.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess Jordan, he does have an excuse now to kind of sit on the couch for probably a week and a half and just watch these games.
Hey, I heard he can't drive for 3 months.
Yeah.
So hopefully we go on a long run. He ain't going to miss any games for a while. But I'm not giving up on the Sixers right now. I just got to touch on your conversation about the Phillies and Topper. There's something that was missed in the timing. You know, Dombrowski gave us a pretty good breakdown of the timing. They were talking to Cora over the weekend. So when we talk about Harper maybe not being, you know, all in on Topper this year and them looking for other options, they really scrambled at the last minute to put Mattingly in that. They were going to make a move on Cora. It didn't happen. Mattingly kind of had to accept the job because otherwise they didn't have any other options. It was very poorly handled, and I don't think these players are dumb. These guys have been around the game for a very long time. So that was some very good reckless speculation on the part of y'all.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jordan. We appreciate it.
That's what we're here
for, reckless
speculation.
Yeah, that's what we do. It was slipshoddy, the way the Phillies handle it. Now, look, sometimes slipshoddy things turn out well. I mean, the Phillies have won 6 out of 7.
It looked like it's working right now.
And look, we could be honest. The schedule has lightened up. The Giants and Marlins are not as good as the Cubs and the Braves. And now come the A's, who are decent, and the Rockies, who are not. So they should win some more games this week. And we shall see. But, Hugh, there's another thing that has happened here. Now, is this Don Mattingly? Was this Topper's fault? Probably neither of them have any much to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest change that really has happened over the last week plus has been the starting pitching has gone back
it's been much better.
Yes, and that coincides with the return of Zach Wheeler. So if you go back, Wheeler started a couple Saturday nights ago in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
5 innings, 2 earned runs, right? Other than the day after Wheeler started, Nola started the next day in Atlanta, and he got beat up. That ended up being Topper's last game. So it started with Wheeler. You had the tough day for Nola. Since then, the last 6 games, I pulled it up. Last night, 6 innings pitched, no earned runs for Aaron Nola. Day before that, 6 1/3, 2 earned runs from Jesus Luzardo. Saturday, 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs from Andrew Painter. Before that, it was Wheeler, 6 innings, 1 earned run. Sanchez, 6 2/3, 2 earned runs. And then Luzardo, 7 innings, 0 earned runs. I mean, Hugh, the biggest difference besides the managerial shift the last week, their starting pitching has gone back to being and looking like one of the best staffs in baseball.
Yeah, and not only that, Joe, the one thing that I've noticed is that it feels like there is more of a conscious effort to move people. It's move runners, you know, try to generate more offense in a small ball type of way. So, yeah, it's a combination of both things. But you're right. The pitching has been a lot better than it was before Topper got fired.
And I don't think it's a coincidence. It's since Zach Wheeler got back, right? Like, you know, he's only started twice in this span. It's not like he's pitched every game. He's starting.
He was this catalyst.
Well,
did he whip him into shape?
I think the leader, the best pitcher on the staff, the guy came back. And I don't know why, but they've all kind of fallen back into line. The only one that struggled over the last week, well, two things. One, getting Taiwan out certainly helps, right? It eliminates once every fifth day it's batting practice, and it's a big jump to go from Wheeler to Taiwan to
Sorry,
Wheeler.
You.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're a Taiwan guy, but...
No, that when he did that hair, his hair, that orange hair, that was kind of weird.
Oh, was that the end?
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
Yeah, that was
so, big upgrade from Taiwan to go to Wheeler.
Nobody picked him up, right?
No.
He chilling?
Now, has it been 10 full days? I'm trying to think when the date was that they released him. It's probably around 10 days right now, because he pitched in Chicago, right? I think he pitched in Chicago... About a week and a half ago?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's 2 weeks ago he's been gone? Oh, well, that means he's...
Me chilling.
That means nobody wants... I mean, what? Did you guys think anyone was taking the rest of that contract?
No, you know what's funny?
$15 million?
I remember it was early in the season. You probably remember this, Kyle, when you sent me a stat line and you said, that right there gets you DFA, and that was like weeks ago.
That might have been a second star.
it was early. It was real early.
He earned the release, let's be honest. So, I mean, the switch from Taiwan to Wheeler is a big part of it. I also think they just fell in line. I mean, the last week or so, Painter's the only one that's really struggled. Painter didn't pitch well on Saturday, but they kind of got through it, and he didn't give up that many runs.
Painter gets a season pass almost.
I think he does. Well, I mean...
In terms of, like, making any grand assumptions about his career.
No, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Now, I mean, that would come a case if he keeps pitching poorly. Do they need to find another fifth starter for the rest of the season?
Well, sure. And then, you know, we talk about Longman and postseason if they get there and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I my mind on him hasn't changed, but he's going through it. And is anyone really surprised? He didn't pitch well at AAA last year. He just didn't. He's probably going to need the full year to figure this thing out. But that's why they need that's why the Nola start last night was so important. They need Aaron Nola to at least be solid, right?
Like masterclass, as Mattingly called it.
That was a masterclass by Aaron Nola last night. He pitched well, and they got through it. They won 3 out of 4. Let's go to Christian in Philly. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you doing?
Side of yourself. So, Mr. Hughes, I guess. Right. So, don't listen to all that stuff everybody's telling you to do. This is what you need to do. Broomall batting cages will train you for a decent price. They're not expensive because a lot of families go for their kids, and they train all ages, okay? They train, they help you with your stance, they help you with your throws, they help you with your batting. They also help you, like, condition yourself. So you can do that right now, right? You know, so there, when Devontae Smith invites you again to the baseball event, you'll be good at it.
Yeah, at least I'll make contact. That's the thing. But see, Christian, my goal is now, I want to exceed that. I want to play in the major leagues. So
yeah, but
I
you can't do that.
No, I can't. Why can't I? No. Why can't I?
You're too old.
I want to know what he cannot do. That's not right.
He's too old.
You know, when you
I mean,
say
they
it,
might just let him play one game.
That's it. That's all
they
I get.
They might let him play one game.
Oh, that doesn't count. That's a charity case.
I'm going to get a contract.
Stop.
Give me a major league contract and make some millions.
Now, if they're on strike and they need scab players, that's different.
I'm going to go ahead. If I get out there as a scab player, you'd be jealous.
I would be, actually. I'd be totally jealous.
But anyway, I feel like if you do that, actually go to, like, the Broomall batting cages, because I love the Broomall batting cages. I've been going since my son was going. I know a lot of people that go. They do kids and adults up to whatever age. It's a good price. It's fun. And, you know, it makes you feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel good in the inside, in and out. So even if Devontae Smith invites you again next year, you'll be ready.
Yeah, because yeah, that's a big old if, because I was bad. Even if that's a big old if, but yeah, I was bad. That was bad, but it was fun.
So
it was
Juan,
fun
because Juan Alejandro Hurts, he was striking all haters.
Alejandro Hurts. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah, he was. He did a good job.
He was striking out all, and he was making home runs. So he was doing great. And then, but my favorite part of the game, because see, I had my own event, so I watched it after the game on YouTube. But my favorite part of that game, Yankee Rondo, he made him look like minced meat. Because
well, yeah, Yankee Rondo, first of all,
you can tell
bad.
The tension.
Me and Yankee Rondo were bad.
I told Yankee Rondo about you.
No, I'm sorry, Kristen. I forgot Jenky Rondo was there because I told Jenky Rondo about Joe Giglio. My fault. The floor is yours.
So I saw the tension. Like, I knew the tension when – so when Jalen Hurts had ran the second base before he ran to the first base, him and Jenky Rondo would say, Jenky Rondo moved up because he talked all that smack about Jalen Hurts, but he a punk, right? So then he went in stage. But, you know, Jalen Hurts has class. So he took that out, his issues out on him on the field,
what,
right?
What did Jackie Rondo say about that?
Nothing.
That was AJ on Jackie Rondo's podcast.
You don't see his podcast?
No,
he said a lot of crap about AJ Brown.
Oh,
and that's why I didn't even understand why AJ Brown was on his show.
Oh. Well, I didn't either.
So yeah, it is what it is. But anyway, right? But my favorite part was when he struck Yankee Rondo out the second time, Yankee Rondo was talking crazy. Oh, if it wasn't Jalen Hurts, it wouldn't have been a struck out. Then T.O., Terrell Owens, chimes in and was heckling him, and all the players was laughing at him on the blue team. It was great. It was great. That's all I have to say.
Well, you know what? It was a great event. We're glad you got to go. We appreciate the phone call.
And like I said, I'm glad that they invited me, had a ball.
Jalen doing Jalen things. I mean, all he does is
win. Well,
he's a winner.
No question.
On the winning team?
Did their team win?
Yeah. They had a loaded roster. That's the story that I'm saying.
Jalen won on a loaded roster?
Well, no, I'm saying.
What do you know?
Wow, yeah, Hugh.
I didn't mean it.
Wow, it's a subtle shot from Douglas on Hurts.
No.
Only wins with a loaded roster.
No, I didn't mean.
We heard
like,
it.
First of all, it wasn't Jalen's team. Jalen was pitching.
Called him hot garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasized about Dak. Now he's on a loaded roster. The guy can't win.
What I meant was.
This is sad.
What I meant was. You had a lot of people over there that had somewhat of a baseball background.
What about
your team? Dallas Goedert.
What about your team?
It was, who was it? Me, BG. Nicobe was decent. We had some decent players, but it felt like they had some dogs over there.
Yeah, I mean, when Jalen's on the other side, everyone just melts.
No, he did. He melted us.
Everyone's better than Jalen until it's time to be better than Jalen.
Nobody said all that.
What? And you're the one that said he had a loaded roster.
No,
you're diminishing his accomplishment.
No, I didn't say Jalen had a loaded roster. I said they had a loaded roster.
Jalen was on the loaded roster.
No, I'm saying it was
a lot of guys
on there that were friends of one another, and they were doing all this, that, and the third. I mean, it was cool. It was great to see. It was the camaraderie. Let me be honest. The camaraderie between him and Smitty was pretty cool.
Was it
like
the whole
camaraderie between all his teammates was pretty
was
cool.
Was there a draft, and did you participate?
No, I think we just they just picked teams. Like it was like
well,
one
this
team
doesn't
another.
Seem
or,
above board.
Or they did a draft behind everyone's back so that nobody felt
knows?
Bad.
Who knows?
You think he was picked last?
Yes,
I probably was. I mean that would not be anything that I would feel bad about. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that they were like, oh, because like you know what's funny when I was there, everybody said, hey man, don't get hurt. That was like the theme of the day, was don't get hurt.
Isn't that telling you something?
Yeah. Okay. I'm the oldest cat there.
I know, but maybe we had to take those dreams down a notch.
Well, no, it was because, for you.
No, it was because that's not my skill set, but well, that's going to change next year.
It's not.
Yeah. It's going to change.
By the way, because as she mentioned, there's a whole YouTube, you can watch the whole game. I'm going to try to peruse it to see if there's more we missed from your performance.
Oh, no, it wasn't a whole lot more because, like, after that bat,
yeah, but you said you were in the field. If we can get exclusive footage of that.
I walked out there, Joe, and I I threw a few balls or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I set my ass back on the bench. Me and Harper was
chilling. I can't believe you diminished Jalen's accomplishments.
I did not diminish Jalen.
This right here is why
I'm gonna start getting the vitriol from people that don't listen.
Well, good.
And they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, you said.
Well, the title of this episode for the podcast is Hugh Douglas, Jalen only won because he's on a loaded team.
That's basically what you said.
I didn't say that.
No, I said they. I didn't say Jalen.
Jalen's team won because it was loaded. No one has to know that was softball.
And it wasn't Jalen's team. It was Smitty's team. It was Smitty's event.
Oh, just like it was Saquon's team.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always the quarterback's team. You know that.
You guys are ridiculous.
You know that. Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Satchel Paige pitched at 59 years old, pitched 3 scoreless innings. Minnie Minosa played at 56 years old. You can do it.
Hold on.
For the audience that doesn't know, Satchel Paige had been playing for his whole life in the Negro Leagues, and then he finally got the chance. It wasn't like he just popped up at 59.
Yeah, he pitched for a long-ass time. That's my meme, by the way.
His first experience wasn't getting struck out on slow pitch softball and then trying to dive right.
He was a baseballman. He was baseballman. He was a baseballman.
He was one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Yeah. Satchmo.
Let's go with T-ball. Let's sign up for T-ball for the summer.
I'm not ashamed of that at all.
All right, and you can DH. Okay. You could DH and then just sit inside under the tarp, you know, keep cool because your dogs will be barking, so we don't want that.
I'm going to get some better shoes. I think I'm just going to go out there in my regular shoes.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. And you're not like Aaron. You're not a meatball sub with Kyle Quinn legs. What does that even mean, Kyle Quinn legs? What are you talking about?
He said
really
top
sexy
heavy.
Legs.
I don't know.
Definitely not top
That whole
heavy.
Call was yeah, a mess.
Yeah. Okay. And as for this scheduled loss, everyone can keep talking about.
That's what it was.
They shot 63%. What more do you want? I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, they were shooting so good. I mean, if the Celtics had shot 60%, they'd have won. They'd have all been over with. So stop with this scheduled loss.
Unfortunately, that's what it was. I mean, once in a while you have those, and I blame the NBA. Cowboy Jim, we appreciate the phone call. I'm not trying to say the Sixers have no blame for the way they played last night. They didn't play well. I mean, they earned the loss last night. I just feel like of all what I learned in the last series and throughout the NBA playoffs so far is these blowouts happen. The Sixers had 2 of them against the Celtics.
And they still came out.
Yeah. Now, if they go out in game 2 and get boat raced by 30, that's a different story. Then we have some problems here. Then it might just be a matchup issue. But after one game, I just feel like it just felt to me early in the first quarter when the Knicks were moving around at a different speed, like, oh, the Sixers just don't got it tonight. I have 2 older guys that have had a lot of injuries and they can't move tonight. It's going to be a big problem. Now, they got to rest today, and Nick Nurse has to make some adjustments. Maxey's got to get going earlier, and they really need to attack Brunson. They made it so easy on him. I mean, he's going to score, right? Brunson is a great scorer. But they didn't attack him at all on defense. He just got to rest on defense.
Yeah, I feel like the first half was, you know, they fought hard, you know, and they were able to take the lead for a short period of time, and then the Knicks fought back.
Yep.
Yeah, took you three teams. But that's when the legs started to go. As the game progressed, that's when the legs started to go. The Knicks got it right.
Versus the Sixers.
Knicks-Sixers.
The winner goes to the Eastern Conference Final. By the way, I guess it would be game 1 tonight of the other side of the Eastern bracket, Eastern Conference bracket. Did you guys talk yesterday about
what he did? Brought his team from the brink.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
We talk about crumble cooking.
Mm-hmm. He had a 30-point game 7.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, you're going to hold on to that one for a long time.
No, I'm just saying. It's like that's the matchup I want to see, Philly. I want to see the Philly and Detroit. That would be great.
Oh, you want to see the Sixers against Tobias Harris?
Yeah.
I'd rather see Harden. I agree. Because he'll quit.
I think Jolly will implode if we get Daryl Morey versus James Harden for the right to go to the finals.
Oh, Daryl Morey is a liar. We'd play so much.
That would be crazy.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Yeah, I'm going to root for the Cavs just so we could face the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Final. And plus, I don't want to hear Hugh talking about Tobias and how good he is.
I never said how good. I just said I thought it was kind of interesting.
You're going to be glazing.
Glazing is crazy. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm just like, the dude got paid. and he's never been to an All-Star game. That's all. That's all. That's uh-huh.
It's fascinating.
Strong arm robbery. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did see a stat yesterday, and I can't find it now, but I'm actually glad Hugh hasn't gotten his hands on it, because it was something to the effect of 30 points, 5 assists, whatever, in a game 7, and it was like Tobias Harris.
And the crew.
I think the only players at this age to do that were him and Steph Curry. I think that was the statistic.
Dude, the stat line for Tobias Harris and some of his accomplishments is kind of crazy.
I mean, there's not that many.
I mean, I'm just saying.
let's not go overboard here. All right, 215-592-9494. A few more of your calls to get in here. You people as well. And we have one of the wildest press conference questions and confrontations I have ever heard yesterday. You got to hear this. The back and forth was wild. We'll hit you with that and all your calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilia, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Tonight almost feels like a night to breathe. We only got one game tonight. Phillies back at home against the A's, starting off a new series, hopefully continue the winning ways. A's are not a bad team, and they can hit, so today it will be a challenge. Who we got on the mound tonight? Who are we rolling with tonight?
Sanchez? Oh, it's Sanchez.
Okay.
All right.
Sanchez against that's a fun matchup. Good offense for Sacramento. I always forget where they are. They're going to be Las Vegas. They used to be Oakland. It's weird. They play in a minor league park. But the A's and the Phillies today. Sanchez on the mound tonight. All right, so a little breather from the playoff games. Tomorrow night is game two of the Sixers, and then the following night game three of the Flyers. Let's hit a couple of our Twitter polls, and then we got to play for you some pretty wild audio from a press conference yesterday. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see if Hugh Douglas can nail these. If Hugh Douglas applied himself, could he realistically become a DH for a Major League Baseball team? Yes or no?
98% yes.
92% no. Why would anyone vote yes?
Shout out to the 8% that voted for me. Shout out to the 8% that voted for me. I appreciate that.
Okay. Are the Flyers' hopes done after last night?
Surprised
yes.
At this one.
78% no.
Ooh, so it's yes or they can still get it done.
They can still get it done.
51% they can get it done. 49% yes, they're done.
Very surprising.
It's a 50-50. So a lot of people obviously are down, but some people think, you know what?
Not
this,
out.
This team has come back before. All right, do you give the Sixers a pass for last night, yes or no?
78% no.
Nope. Terrible pull day for Hugh. Good pull day for us, though.
Yeah, 55% yes. Mm. Yeah, you took L's left and right.
Yeah, I took some L's. But, you know, I could bounce back tomorrow. My bounce back game pretty strong, though. I should bounce back with this parlette, too.
Took you like 3 days to recover from the baseball.
Yeah.
How you feeling today physically?
Are you fully back?
Yeah, I feel pretty good today.
Fully back.
Are you put on a brave face? Or are you?
No, I feel pretty good today. Okay.
Pretty good or fully back?
I feel pretty good. Fully back. Fully back.
Ego, how's that?
Ego is not bruised.
Damaged.
Ego is not damaged at all. No.
Okay. Okay, I don't know Keith Pelly, but I think his ego might be bruised. The owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Can we hear some of this? So they hired a new executive yesterday, and the reviews on him are not great. And he and the owner of the Maple Leafs peppered at a press conference yesterday. Listen to this exchange.
Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun, for Keith. You talk about the due diligence that you did on John prior to hiring him and now hiring him. In the past, say, 3 to 4 days, I have been in contact with about 20 people who work in the National Hockey League, many of whom are prominent names that we would all know. And of the 20 people I spoke to, one was supportive of John's hiring, and the other 19 thought it was a sham, to be perfectly honest. Words were used like con artist, liar, salesman. How did you come to a different conclusion that I was able to come to in a very short time?
I must have talked to different people.
That's it? Because I'm telling you, the hockey world today is astounded by this announcement.
Okay.
And your response to that?
Is we've conducted due diligence, and it was deep due diligence. It was a thorough process, and I'm quite happy with where we've landed.
The most amazing part is the man they're speaking of is sitting right there.
And he did not do nothing to defend himself. You called me a con and a sham. I'm not going to sit there at a press conference and let those words fly, especially if I feel strongly about me not being exactly what you're accusing me of.
Well, like it's one of two things. You could defend yourself and kind of be annoyed at the person that did that reporting, or you could at least – because your fan base is listening, right?
Then yeah.
You could try to sell yourself like, hey, I don't know what anyone told you, Mr. Reporter Person, right? But this is who I am. This is who I will be for this organization. I didn't watch the full press conference. Maybe he did defend himself at some point, but he just sat there and got smacked around.
He couldn't. Like, you know what? This is a perfect example. Remember, like, when Taka was talking and somebody said something in the press conference about being an embarrassment? He wasted no time.
He jumped in, yeah.
He jumped right in. I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, because you're saying something that I wholeheartedly don't agree with. And it should have been that. When you call somebody a liar, like say if somebody say, Joe Giglio's a liar.
Total liar.
You know what I mean? That dog is not going to hunt. That's not what you say about somebody. Like, liar to me is not something that I am. Now, delusional, I'll take that. We could. That's a discussion.
Yeah.
That's a discussion. Delusional is the discussion. Liar, no, I'm not. You're not calling me a liar. No, I'm not doing that.
Should have dove across the table.
Yeah. But, like, what you doing? What do you mean? Yeah. But it's just crazy to sit there and have that said about you. And you just, I guess, because you got the job now. And you know.
Well, yeah, I guess this is his first press conference.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know.
Well, how about the owner? I guess I talked to different people. Yeah. And then the reporter's like, that's it? That's your response?
That's all you got?
That was bad.
Wow.
You probably had to fight that reporter after that.
You know, we need more people like that in Philly. We thought we had bulldogs.
We got that year-round.
Yeah, but I need Uram to have a performance like that at a press conference. That's award worthy, right?
But I think. Well, we do have one ambush reporter, John Clark.
You doing this again?
Yeah, I sent him a text message and told him shame.
You know,
did he respond or he big time?
He said, "What you talking about?" I said, "What you talking about?" I said, "Shame, John Clark."
Makes me look ridiculous.
He's like, "What is Hugh talking about?"
He did. He
basically
said,
the third time he's done this.
What you talking about? What are you doing? I was like, "Shame."
Eventually, they're playing audio from my podcast again, and Hugh's just, being Hugh.
Yeah, basically, being an ambush reporter. That's not your. That's beneath you, John Clark.
Again, it's not an ambush when you invite someone on your podcast.
That was an ambush.
He ambushed the owner.
He ambushed Cooper DeJean. He was an ambush reporting, man. I don't appreciate that.
I mean, look.
It's not true.
The guy's right, though. Like, super strange hire. Yeah, that guy was not a good general manager. No, he was with the freaking Phoenix Coyotes.
No, I was looking at some of, like, I Googled his name, right? Yeah. Chaka, not Chanat, whatever you, however you pronounce
yeah,
that.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I didn't try.
And it was like, con artist or savior? Like, that is crazy that there's, like, a whole, like, mini documentary your time
he was terrible. I mean he even got in trouble for doing like illegal
he got
scouting.
Suspended
and who what do like when you say due diligence okay who did you talk to dog like that say hey you know what?
Different people than he talked
his
to
his buddy
hey listen don't worry about all these false allegations these are just allegations don't worry about that he's a good dude
yeah I'm looking at his Wikipedia I'm not
no,
sure about
that's
this
what
guy.
I'm saying no, I'm,
I don't
I'm
need to do much
too.
More reporting here
was it Chanik how do you pronounce his last name Chanik Shining what is
Jacob?
It
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Shaker?
Yeah, I don't think terrible. This is our wheelhouse here.
Shaker. John Shaker. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Went at his neck.
I mean, well, at the owner's neck. Well, sure, like, are you kidding for hiring this guy?
Is that it?
But, like, it's almost, there's a tinge of disrespect to talk about him in that way when he's sitting right there as though he's not, right?
No, it's
like,
true.
This guy is a con artist.
That guy sitting next to you, you hired him, everyone hates him. What do you say about this? It's rough.
Crazy.
Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
First off, I want to say, yeah, I give the Sixers a pass. You know, that's really rough back-to-back road games, a game seven, and then, you know, Yeah, especially both games on the road. So, you know, you got your own personal business. They got to come back from Boston, and I don't know if they went to the stadium or, I mean, whatever the training facility the next day, and you're dealing with family and packing, and I don't know how they get back and forth to New York. Do they just take a bus the day of the game, or are they spending the night there?
I would think so they spend the night, yeah, but I'm not sure, yep.
And then just the wear and tear. But the reason I called, too, is that you guys are talking a lot about Hugh with the softball, and I called yesterday. I was going to ask how that went. So I was curious. But the reason I called was my son, I had actually had a conversation about Hugh Douglas with my son a few weeks ago because he identifies as a furry. So I didn't know if I should be concerned about that or whatever.
Your son does.
And not only that, but he actually spent some of his allowance and he got like an outfit. He says he's a heterosexual male, but he gets teased by his friends in school and everything. So I had actually shown him your picture because I told him you were getting teased by your friends and you were a former football player. So he was going to come up to the softball thing yesterday, but after he heard you struck out and like was embarrassing, he was glad he didn't because he said he would have been a meme if he would have been there supporting you.
definitely wasn't embarrassed. It was more of a learning experience. It was more of a learning experience. He should have came. It was cool.
Yeah, and it's all great for charity. Yes, yeah, so we came real close. If it had been a little closer, it was up in Allentown, so it was a little rough for us. But I did want to bring up something related to him because we were talking about you. He said that you should. He said you definitely need to do what he did. He wasn't a sport player. He has ADHD and autism, so he's not really good at like sports, but he's good at other stuff in school. Like he's on the math team and he went to the States and everything.
He's a math.
But he wanted to play. Yeah, massively. But he wanted to play sports to make friends. Mm-hmm. So he tried for baseball when he was 10 years old, and he never played any sports. So I played baseball when I was young. I told him, you're not going to make any friends on the baseball team unless they believe you care about the team. And you got to actually – so he started hitting off a batting tee. He got equipment for Christmas in January. Within 1 month, he started out, he couldn't even hit the ball off the tee. He's swinging, and within a month, it's like you're teaching your brain – how to make an extension of your arms where the bat is. I watched Barry Bonds on TV and he said that he does not look at hitting a baseball. He says what he's trying to do is catch the ball with the fat barrel of the bat. And he said, and if you really want to know, that's what I'm trying to do when I go up there. I do not look at it like I'm hitting the baseball and all that like spinning you did with the big step. He says, nah, I'm just looking to catch it. And he said, I think of it like that. I'm going to swing the bat out as an extension of my hands. I already know how to catch a ball. If you threw it to my hand, I could just throw my arm out and catch it instinctively. He said, what I do is I envision the bat as my arms extended, and then I'm just trying to swing the bat out and catch it with the fat part of the bat.
Keep it simple. Throw that bat at the ball.
The final thought is he then went to a batting cage, and for his first Little League season, he batted .522.
Wow.
That ain't bad.
So, yeah, it ain't bad. So my whole point is definitely.
That's what I got to do. I got to keep hoping.
You got to start off on a batting tee and just don't do all that big stepping. Just get used to throwing it out there, change the height a little bit, get used to the barrel so your brain knows where the end of the bat is. Then you move to just go into a pitching machine and you go to one of those like places where they do it. And you just say, before you know it, you're just going to be smacking every ball. And then you can start to add the power with the step and everything else because you'll have your coordination down and everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to walk before you can run. So like I would advise you not to do all that stepping.
And what's his name? Adam Schefter. Like Diner City did for Adam Schefter.
That has nothing to do with this.
It's kind of the same thing. Walk before you can run.
But I do want to follow up with you in the future with the furries if you're going to go to that convention again this year. So maybe we're going to go and we'll meet up with you. But yeah, because he gets teased a lot by the kids at school. So I told him, I said, nah, there's like tough guys. And then that's when I showed him you and I showed him some of your old football stuff. So he was shocked. He couldn't believe like somebody like you, like a big, tough football player, was also into the furry culture. So I don't understand.
That's awesome, Sean. Well, we appreciate the phone call and good stuff there. That's great. And look, he went from 10 years old and he couldn't play, and then he became a player. You can do it too.
Not really. It was not really into the furry culture. Just was kind of.
Well, you went
to the convention. I think it's by definition into the furry culture.
I think it's fair to say.
I know. I'm about to set myself up when I say this.
Hold on, time out.
I'm not a furry, but I was curious. I want to see how I got, they got
curious.
Down.
It's natural to be curious.
I think it is. It is. Is it fair to say you are a friend of the furry?
I'm a furry friend.
That's all. I think that's what Sean
I'm
was
an
going
ally.
For.
Yeah, he's an I'm ally. A furry ally.
Yeah, I think that's what Sean was hoping to
yeah,
find
I'm an
here.
Ally.
And
I'm
you
an ally
are
to furry.
An ally friend to the furry.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
an ally friend to the furry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When yep. you bought a costume, though. That's crazy.
Well, that, I guess that isn't that what most of the furries wear?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a lot. That was a lot to unpack.
You don't have a costume.
I do not have a costume.
I remember the day that we were out, both Kyle and I were out on a Friday last summer, and you were, I guess the side topic was, what should you go as, right? Is that what you guys did? I remember
that. I
gotta
that. Get out of here. You gotta go.
Are you okay?
No.
He's not.
I'm not.
You know what? Why don't we hear from...
That was a lot to unpack. That was a whole lot.
Why don't we hear from you people, and then we'll come back, all right?
I love each and every one of you guys, man. I mean, this is a beautiful time.
Yep.
This is the golden age of radio.
Sure
right?
is, buddy.
That's what they're saying. Yep. Yeah, that's people
that,
are saying
that's
that.
That's going to get us some Marconi right there, yeah. bro.
Hey, Hugh. You didn't get banged up yesterday for Cinco de Cuatro?
No, I didn't. But I did watch some Star Wars yesterday. And I'm
oh,
probably
did you?
Go back. Yeah.
Well,
I watched Rogue One.
Yeah, so speaking of that, I got in the car to take my son to an appointment yesterday around noon, and I heard two things of the show yesterday. I heard when you struggled through your read, which was great. And the second thing I heard was you went on an impassioned plea to get TK into one of the Star Wars movies.
TK zoned out.
And you know what? He pulled a U.
He did.
Remember
yes, he
when
did.
I started the show one time and you were like, huh? He basically did that to you. You went on this whole rant and then he was like, yeah.
Hey,
and try to recalibrate what their offense is, what their quarterback is, and who are the young players are going to pay for the future. Hugh, it doesn't feel like an all-in season to me that the Eagles are setting up, and it feels to me like we're in a transition. Where do you come down on what they've done and kind of what they're telling us?
Huh?
That's what TK did to you yesterday. He hunned you.
Yep.
Huh?
He did. No, because he started talking about Star Wars, and we went down a rabbit hole, and then TK kind of looked at me
like, dog. You went down the rabbit hole.
He was
hole.
Looking at me like, dog, ain't nobody trying to do all that with you.
I don't think I've ever heard a read dominate Hugh Douglas the way the Wawa read did.
Fresh salsa, fire-roasted corn, onions, and pickled jalapenos. You know, I'm a little old, so I can't eat
the jalapenos.
Jalapenos. Brother nowadays. All packed in a 6-inch soft flour tortilla.
No, dude.
He never recovered. He never recovered.
Jalapenos sometimes is hard to say.
Yeah, that one got
jalapenos,
you too.
Jalapenos.
It just got pushed by the wayside for
help. Yeah, for 6-inch soft yep. tacos.
That yep. hurt. Like, my stomach
never,
hurts laughing.
Wawa ain't gonna never let me read nothing else again. He'll be like, that's enough.
Someone in court was like, oh, how's the Hugh Douglas read like, going? Like, you want to hear it?
Like maybe
sure.
we change the wording because yeah, our guy's reading it's not grown
it.
Up enough.
Get them, take some of them words about yeah. their read, man, because they're kicking my ass.
You're not mature enough to get through that.
Oh, boy. Yep. I'm going to get me some tacos today.
Good. Well, today's the day.
Yeah.
Today's
yeah.
the day.
Taco Tuesday.
And you had the Carl. Was it Carl that gave us the mahi-mahi recipe earlier?
Yeah, the fishy tacos.
Yeah.
The fishy tacos.
With the lettuce on there. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
The fishy tacos with lettuce. Mmm, yep. sounds tasty. Oh, my chest hurt.
Oh, boy. All right, well, we have more audio from the show today that we'll need to revisit. But
what we got?
Not from you, actually.
Oh,
this
real?
Time it's Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Surprise.
I got my ass kicked
yep.
earlier.
What a waste of time you guys are.
Thank you for listening.
You know, actually, quite literally, we are a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like, we're just killed 4 hours.
Man, we're just killing time.
Let's be honest. We're all killing time every day. It's yes. a matter of what you bring along with you, and we appreciate
right.
you bringing us along to
yep.
kill
Thank
time.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Bring back low tea.
Low T's
was
in the
Low T standing during the show yesterday? Was
no.
Somebody
no, he was yeah. sitting, and somebody sitting requested that Hugh let everyone know if his feet were touching the ground.
Yeah, I didn't
poor guy. I mean, that's not right.
Low T was in the
I'm
building.
I'm sure his feet touched the ground.
They didn't.
Really?
No, and he was. Open
I don't know.
About
I didn't really pay attention.
He
but
said
next
they
time he's here, I will.
He said they were not touching the ground.
Oh my gosh. He's got to lower the chair then, so then he could. Never mind.
Low T needs to get lower.
You get a little lower.
Feet touch the ground. You know Joe is just secretly happy that we lost.
Why would I be happy?
I don't know.
Well, that makes no sense.
Why would I be happy?
You never give Jalen Hurts a pass, though.
Well, I didn't give a particular player a pass. The team got a pass.
You know, not everything is about Jalen Hurts.
Not.
Guys.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people it is.
Well, there's a sensitivity to Jalen Hurts that
yeah.
is just, it's beyond anything of logic.
Yes, it's wild.
Athletics aren't for everyone, Hugh. Your chance would be to hit up Paul George for some deer antler.
Yeah, that one didn't hurt that bad. That wasn't a good one. He probably need to try again.
That could be a good episode, though, of the Netflix show that Jordan and Princeton workshopped. Like, that one of the episodes is Hugh gets busted for steroids on his path to the big leagues.
I think his advice is just hit on Paul George.
Well, see, if I decide to go to big leagues, we probably have to adjust our regimen.
I like how you said if I decide to go to the big leagues, as if that's the way this works.
You know, I'm just saying, because I would venture to say I would probably have to stop doing a whole lot of stuff that I do now. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah.
Got at least. Yeah, give me a couple months to clean up.
So this is the guy I held the line with for the past few months?
Yes, it is. Well, he must be talking about the swinging of the bat.
They're embarrassed to have held the line.
They can be embarrassed, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder how the guy out there that 2 months ago was like, you know what? I'm riding with Hugh Douglas on this. AJ's not getting traded. How does he feel tonight?
Oh, very let down.
There are still a few people out there with me.
I tried to tell everyone you were leading him off a cliff.
You know, it's a couple of people that are still holding the line with me that you'd be surprised. I'm not gonna put their names
out
there. Hold
on, you're not even holding the line.
I am holding the line because it's a couple cats. I'm not gonna put them out there like that. But it's a couple cats that I know that are really close to the situation.
You broke yesterday.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking. Like, listen, I see where this potentially is going.
Okay,
but it's not a done deal yet. Okay. That's why I'm holding the line.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of. Not DHU, but maybe designated reckless speculator.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. Oh, I got that on lock.
That's your thing.
You're basically the designated reckless speculator at the station.
Oh, I did some serious reckless
One of my favorite things is when I'm listening to other shows and people call in or the host will just kind of like say it as just an off phrase. Like, let me recklessly speculate on this. Like, it's become a thing.
Oh, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
that's why I'm going to Radio Hall of Fame. Yeah,
you know what?
That actually might be your ticket in. Well, no, it's not your takes. It's not. I mean,
it's reckless speculation.
It's speculation.
The fact that
we know about your takes, the defense.
You know what's funny? The fact that I have people talk about, and they think they say this as like they're hurting my feelings. They say, oh, you have some terrible takes. The fact that you know my terrible takes makes it apparent that you heard them and you listen to me. You know what I'm saying? I live rent-free. Yeah. Rent-free in your head. Rent-free with these terrible-ass takes.
Listen, Michael Jordan missed half his shots, Hugh. I mean, like, just
true. Reckless speculation and terrible takes. And flubbing words.
Best batters are hitting about a third of the time.
Yeah, that's it.
Hugh thinks he could be an MLB designated hitter when he can't even get through a Wawa read without giggling.
No, but that was funny. That was funny. That's probably my last Wawa read. After they listen to those, they're like, yeah, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to at least change the words.
Yep. Forget the majors. Hugh versus Jack once you get this figured out.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I forgot Jackie Baseball. Jackie Baseball, holler at your boy, man. I know that's Ike's phrase, but I might need
Jackie.
Oh,
you want help from Jack.
Hey, I might need Jack to help me out a little bit. I forgot about Jackie Baseball.
He'd strike out.
Well, he can show me what I'm doing wrong. No, he can get my mechanics.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to play the clip and see what Jack said about my batting yesterday because he might have.
Oh, he wasn't in yesterday.
Okay, so I'm good. He'll probably get a chance to say something today.
I'm sure there's something to be said.
Speaking of Jack, actually, so we've had some of these moments over the airwaves. Mm-hmm. It happened to Joe today, but I'll just give you a preview of how it sounded to some of our people prior.
Justin Crawford, no hit tonight. But overall, offense was the big story of this one. 8 for 14 with runners in scoring position tonight, which is huge. They were, as of a couple days ago, they were 29th in baseball. I don't know if they still were.
So Jack getting his ass kicked by something stuck in his throat.
Yep.
This happened to Buzz as well.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see
Maple
him play
on
like
the
he
phone.
Did in 22. They'd like to see the success.
That's right. It was also Carl.
But they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough. Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. Talking about
that was bad.
About the Eagles, look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you. Right,
so that may be the worst one.
Carl giggling at him is not great.
No.
So I had my own moment.
Yes, you did. Well, real quick, Hugh very briefly had the moment.
What are you talking? Wait a minute, I forgot about that.
What are you talking?
Nobody's above it.
What does mine sound like?
All right, here's yours.
They dropped the game last night. They're down 0-2 in the series now to Carolina. Game number 3 coming up on, Thursday night. Ashton, I'm curious what you thought of, the schedule before the series. I mean, it went from... here's what happens with those. You think you can beat it, and you can't beat it.
And
you're like, oh, you know what? If I just talk through it, it'll go away, and it doesn't.
That's why we're professionals.
I don't know what happened to those guys. I think I've heard Spike say this before. You know what gets me? The pistachio. I like pistachios, but
the dry nuts.
The dry nuts will just—they'll get you. I mean, that's it.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, you've had a pistachio before.
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
you've had recent experience with nuts too.
I'm just saying. Yep.
You got
saying,
the nuts in your hand.
What's that called? The one walnut.
Hey, I see why people call us childish.
You got the nuts in your hand.
What are you talking? He's so immature. That's why I feel like I can hit this baseball dog.
No.
You know, the maturity level is not that high.
I'd say, listen, just send the last 15 minutes in for the Marconi next year. The worst that happens?
Yeah,
they say no?
I think we get this. I think we get it. We had a lot going on in that last call, though. I don't identify as a furry, though.
I think that's not the point. The point was.
No, I mean, I get it. I know he's trying to.
An
you know,
ally.
He's trying to get his son, right?
You are looked at as an ally, which
is I'm a furry ally.
That's all that matters.
I hung out at the bar. I didn't participate in any furry activities. I just hung out at the bar.
I think that's not germane to the topic.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just like, in case anybody was wondering.
That's it.
I hung out at the bar. I got invited to the party, but I left. I didn't go.
That's
I didn't go to the party.
More than enough for today.
A little defensive over there.
I'm just letting everybody know.
The show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.